What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
To keep from
on the fan. These are times I'm not used to. A little extra. 5 hours is not enough. 5:10 sounds just about right. Yeah, that's me, Goldilocks on the fan. 888-808-1019. We still got Connor Green on the other side. And we got you for 5+ hours all the way to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. taking your phone calls. Well, it's good to be right every once in a while. Feels good. Because what happened today with Pete Alonso, we've been talking a lot about Pete, I get it. What happened today with Pete Alonso is absolutely proof, right? It's proof. The Mets do not want, David Stearns does not want Pete Alonso to be a Met. Pete Alonso, I don't know, we'll see. This could be negotiating, we'll see. The market is going to now reestablish itself for Pete. We're going to find out. Teams that were just assuming Pete was going to be with the Mets, we'll see if numbers actually change for Pete, or he's going to regret turning down this offer of what we're hearing now is being reported as 3 years, $70 million, or around there, and they wouldn't even give him the opt-outs. And that's like, if you want to talk about really one of the clear-cut, obvious things on why the on a reason why it's easy to look at this and say the Mets don't want Pete Alonso, they're not even willing to give him the opt-out. Like, this was an offer. Make no mistake about it. 3 for $70. 3 for $68. That's the last-ditch effort. That's how it's being reported. The last-ditch effort. Like, oh, man, what are we going to do to make sure we get Pete? All right, here's our last-ditch effort. 3 for $70. When it was reported weeks ago, 3 for $90. And by the way, Met fans, all of you told me you were comfortable with that. All of you said, well, how much more? 3 for $90? Okay, if he's willing to take that, okay, that's the Mets price. Now, all of a sudden, it's 3 for $70 and the same thing. Oh, well, that's the market. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. It is amazing to me. It is amazing to me that Steve Cohen and David Stearns had an unbelievable season. The Mets had an unbelievable season, partly because of Pete Alonso and his home run against Milwaukee. But an unbelievable season. They go and sign Juan Soto, and suddenly... whatever their line is, we're happy with it, even if it means losing out on Pete Alonso. And that's what this was. I mean, again, 3 for $70, not including any opt-outs. I mean, they did not give an inch on this. And I understand the market, and I understand he turned down a contract. But do you want Pete Alonso or not? Because quite clearly, the Mets at 3 for $70, that's an offer that they made to be told no. That is an offer they were hoping Pete Alonso would say no to. There is no chance, and Pete's right to do it. We'll see what the market dictates, and I understand. Believe me, all of you Met fans remember, and I want you to know I remember, because you all seem to think I don't know that Pete Alonso dared to turn down a contract a year and a half ago. And in those 2 years, by the way, he has hit 80 home runs, driven in damn near 200 RBIs, hit the biggest home run of the most magical season the Mets have had in forever, your best player for the last 5 years, and suddenly, Mets fans are okay with losing him. And why? Why are they okay? Because the pivot is right there. The pivot, which I've been talking about for weeks. I was with Keith in the afternoon, New Year's, talking about the idea that this is the move. So I want you all to understand, I think what the Mets have done here, if they are going to pivot to go take on Vladimir Guerrero Jr., which now you heard yesterday they were in contacts with him or with Toronto on possibly what the trade would be. We're hearing reports now that the trade would have to be even more than the Yankees gave for 1 year of Juan Soto if they're going to move on from him. They're still having hopes, I suppose. I don't think anybody actually believes that Sasaki would go there, that Roky Sasaki would actually go to Toronto. But they, as of right now, maybe still get one of the, you know, get one of the cheaper options and excellent starting pitchers available. They still believe in some of their offense. They're adding. I would think it would take a haul to get him. But this is a clear-cut indication that the Mets don't want a first baseman on the other side of 30 when, in fact, you have the ability to go out there and get the premier free agents. I talked about this yesterday. Vladimir Guerrero is 26 years old. He's going to be 27 next year. He's going to hit free agency as a young superstar. And right now, he's about $100 million off, as the reports, between an extension and him in Toronto. Why in the world now would he ever, like, and this is why I don't think the Mets are going to trade for him. Because next year, if they want him, there's no way he's signing an extension knowing the Mets just turned down and snubbed their nose at Pete Alonso and decided, no, it doesn't matter how many home runs you hit for us. It doesn't matter how many fans you've cultivated. It doesn't matter how many All-Star games and how many home runs and the fact that you play 160 games every single year and even on a bad year you hit 35 home runs. And after what was deemed to be an unclutch season, your first as a Met, really, you were able to hit the biggest home run of the year for us and send us to the NLDS and then continue to hit home runs from there. None of that matters. You're on the wrong side of 30, and I have an owner that I know will pay Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of and his like. Right, pay Juan Soto, play Vlad, pay the Bryce Harpers, pay the Manny Machados, pay the Fernando Tatises, pay the superstars that hit the market, the young superstars that hit the market, so they can be cold-blooded with Pete. And make no mistake, cold-blooded. That's what it was. And you could talk till you're blue in the face about what the market is and how come nobody else has offered him this number, and we'll see where his contract ends up going, or the contract he turned down a year and a half ago when he had a different agent. The fact of the matter is, he came back to the Mets with a three-year offer, and the Mets had no interest. And it might end up being the right move, because if they do get Vladimir Guerrero Jr., they're an infinitely better team. But right now, they're pivoting to Plan B, and I can't believe we have to talk about another Plan B. Plan B sucks. I hate talking about Plan Bs. And make no mistake, Met fans, something you need to understand. As much as you might have visions of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in your head, and as much as you might understand, oh, well, Steve Cohen, he's the richest owner in baseball, and I got David Stearns, one of the smarter executives, and they were in the NLCS last year, and it was supposed to be a rebuilding year, kind of, and now, you know, I expect that we have Juan Soto, and everything's going to be great, and, well, this year is important. And now you're pivoting Plan B on this year, and all you've done is bring back Jesse Winker. This year is now World Series or bust. You want to be the big brother in this town, it comes with expectations. It comes with demands. It comes with understanding that you can't just have nice little seasons. Those are over. And if you want to look at this lineup right now.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not the same as Pete Alonso, so we'll see what plan B is. I don't think it's going to include Vladimir Guerrero Jr. this year. But the Mets had no interest in Pete Alonso. And that offer, if I repeat, I'd say no to it too. For everything I've done for the organization, I come back and say, all right, I'll take 3 years. Hey, give me an opt-out. Hey, let's talk a little bit more. Nope. My last-ditch effort is 3 for $70. They wanted no part. And we'll see if they're right, but that's the only thing. And Met fans, you seem to be on board. Every single Met fan I talk to, well, Chris, don't you know the market? Hey, Chris, well, listen, is he better than this one? Is he better than that one? You know, the fact of the matter is this has been your guy for years. This guy, again, he averages 158 games a season. He averages 40 home runs. He averages 98 RBIs. Like, this is a guy who's done it for you, and that's fine. You want to move on, fine. But make no mistake, this isn't, hey, the market didn't mesh, and hey, you know, you got to be smart. He didn't become a billionaire by making bad decisions. This isn't, oh, well, let's see anybody else give it. This is clear cut. Because if you want him, if you want to add this player, which, by the way, why would it even stop you from getting, like, that's the dichotomy of the discussion moving forward with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. as well. You have the richest owner in baseball. If you sign Pete Alonso, and right now maybe $25, $26, $27 million a year gets it done, you can't put $27 million at the DH for two seasons? Next year, Pete Alonso transitions to DH. You bring in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You pay him the $400 million. And for 2 years, the richest owner in baseball can't float $26 million, $27 million to your DH? It's not one or the other. You can do both. This isn't about the market. This isn't about their visions of the future with Vladimir Guerrero or Pete Alonso. This is flat out the New York Mets and David Stearns didn't value Pete Alonso. And we'll find out if they're right or wrong. But that's the case. This isn't, oh, well, you know, if the market comes back. I'm telling you right now, I firmly believe this is not a negotiating ploy. I firmly believe that if Pete Alonso says, you know what, I've checked, and you know what, I'll take the... I think that offer is off the table. They have now moved on to Winker. They'll move on to whatever else is next. They didn't value Pete, and they wouldn't budge an inch for their guy. And because of Juan Soto and because of last year, you're all behind him. And I'm amazed how fast we've turned on Pete Alonso. And I'm amazed how Met fans are treating this as such a cold, calculated business when you have the richest owner in baseball and you could have both. And you just subtracted whatever you think of him, 35 to 40 home runs out of the middle of the lineup to protect Juan Soto. You spent $765 million on Juan Soto. And for an extra five a year for the next three, you chose not to give him a 40 home run hitter behind him. But hey, that's the market. Hey, they're not making stupid decisions here. Why would they bid against themselves? I don't know, because you want to win a World Series this year. I don't know, because he's your guy. I don't know, because $15 million over 3 years in the scheme of things seems pretty unimportant to Steve Cohen. No opt-out. No willing to negotiate? Hey, we'll move on to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and tell us now. And hey, a day after putting out the demand, right? If we go by reports, John Heyman had it last night. Hey, Pete, make up your mind pretty quickly. The next morning, it's, hey, it's clear he's not coming here. We made a last-ditch effort of 3 for $70, and now we're just moving on. We're going to sign Jesse Winker instead. Listen, if Vlad comes here, that is a huge bonus. I don't think that a huge move. I don't think they're going to trade for him because I think they're just going to pay him next year. Why give up all this draft capital? They've got a young executive, a young head coach. They just signed Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for the next, Juan Soto for the next 15 years. And as much as I might scream from the heavens, you want to be big brother, it's about winning championships. They have a long-term plan here. And I don't see them giving up three of their top five prospects for 1 year of Vlad when they can just get him next year because Vladimir is not signing anywhere else until he gets an opportunity to have Steve Cohen open up the checkbook. So I think you're looking at Vladimir Guerrero Jr. next year. I think it's almost a certainty. But this year, you could have had Pete Alonso. And then next year, you could have had Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Pete Alonso. But he signed Juan Soto, and you went to the NLCS, so expectations are all done with Steve Cohen. Expectations are all done with David Stearns. Hey, they're smart businessmen. They're smart guys. He built up Milwaukee, and the market was $21 million, $22 million a year for Pete Alonso, and if he don't like it, he can go stuff it. It's amazing how quick that's become the response. Amazing to me. All right, quick break, and then we'll do the 5 hours. A little bonus. Little bonus 10 minutes, and then we get 5 hours. Marco's excited. You should be excited. 888-808-1019. Again, we got you for 5 hours until the warm-up show. We'll come back after the update, take your calls. More into Pete Alonso, more into the Jets, more into the Yankees and some of the moves around the infield and third base we can get from them as another option for a possible trade has opened up over the last day or two. So we'll get into it all. 888-808-1019. Obviously, it's divisional playoff weekends on a football Friday. We'll have picks, all the trimmings, as Francesa used to say, all coming up next right here on The Fan.